Kenny is.
Hey, is Richard in by chance?
He is not. He's out of the office. This is Pam. Can I help?
Yeah, Pam, you might actually be able to help. I'm trying to follow up here on some financing the business did with TCF Equipment. Is there maybe a controller, office manager, anyone that kind of helps him with
That
the
would be
financials?
myself.
Okay, perfect. I'm calling with Cardiff. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some good borrowing history you had with TCF. You guys had recently pre-approved for some equipment and working capital, and it looks like the business got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base and see if you guys had any plans here coming up we might be able to help you out with.
You know, I typically don't borrow this late in the year only because we're a seasonal company.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think we have any equipment purchases coming up. We really don't start to look at that until, I'll start in mid-January.
I see.
And then we'll gear up. I'll start to look at it, and then we'll start to think about gearing up for March, maybe February.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys do during that kind of slow period? Do you just shut down operations altogether, or is there something else you guys do to keep cash flow going?
It really just kind of depends on if we have winter jobs. Of course, since we move dirt, it's pretty hard to move dirt when it's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously, if we don't have snow and it's not frozen, then we can work all winter long.
Yeah.
We do take on some winter work, but we typically don't do, like, the snow removals, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We typically work on our equipment, and we normally would lay most of our employees off over those seasons.
Oh, wow, I see. So it's really based off of the weather for the most part there for that dead season there for you.
You know, I mean, we have some that we keep on. We have our superintendents and that type of thing, but all of my equipment operators, if it's too cold to work, we don't work. So
how's business been for you guys this year so far?
Good. I mean, we've had some wet. This midsummer has been wet.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some down periods where it's been 4 or 5 weeks where, you know, you haven't been able to complete a full week. But
yeah. No, I get what you're saying. As far as, like, the cash flow goes there, are you guys on, like, a payment structure there with your contract so that you're being paid throughout the year? Or is it just you get the money then and there and you just kind of have to survive there during that slow period?
Well, typically it depends on when we work. Most of my payments are where we have skip payments during those months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we would look for startup capital in the beginning of the next year.
I see. Yeah. Definitely sounds like something we might be able to help you out with there towards the end of the year, early next year. You know, with the working capital programs, it's completely unsecured, so you guys are able to use that kind of however you see fit for the business, whether that be operations, payroll, advertising, anything like that. And then we also do equipment financing as well, so if you do assess the business around that time and it looks like you are going to be bringing on some equipment, it's definitely something we could get the ball rolling on. Did you guys usually just go through like a manufacturer there for equipment, or how did you guys do?
I've used Ritchie Brothers a lot, so Financial Pacific, Direct Capital, CIT.
Just kind of whatever will give you the best deal there?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah, you know, we do have a match or beat policy here, and we've been in business for over 14 years now, so we've got some really good relationships with these vendors, and as well as the in-house financing that we do here. But it's definitely something I can maybe touch base with you here, you know, a few months down the road once we get closer to that time. Is there maybe an email there that I could get so I can shoot you my information
sure.
there for if anything does
you
come
bet.
Up before then?
It's Pam, P-A-M-B.
Okay.
At Shan, shaninc.com.
C.com. shaninc.com. I got that right there.
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah, I will shoot that over to you right now. It'll just summarize the offer, and it'll have my direct contact information. And like I said, if anything does come up down the road, some cheap equipment in the meantime, our approval process is right around 24 hours, and then we can get you funded in 48. So if there's a small window there, it might be something we can help you out in the meantime. Otherwise, we can kind of touch base here early next year and kind of just see where the business is at.
Sounds great.
All right, Pam, it was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.